1 Corinthians 14, verse 19 reads, "Yet in the church I had rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue." Now, Paul here is saying that he would rather speak a few words if they could only understand. And the first point I want to give, the first tip, is that our goal should be to speak clearly, because it's our ultimate goal, right, to make sure that they understand us, and we want them to understand us, and the best way to do that is make sure that we're clear. We want to use clear vocabulary. We don't want to use fancy words that, you know, most people don't use. We want to use scriptures that are easy to understand, not just extremely complicated scriptures that you have to just sit there and spend a couple minutes explaining, you know. Obviously, there's an exception to that rule. If you're talking about a certain topic or something, maybe you might have to use a verse that's a little more complicated. But as a general rule of thumb, what do you want to use? Simple verses that are easy to be understood, and simple vocabulary, as well as explanations as well. But the second point I want to talk about, I want to read the scripture, though. It says 1 John 5, 10 through 11. It says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son." Now, the second tip I want to give to kind of help your sorting presentation make it well-rounded is you need to ask questions. Now, the reason why I'm connecting it to 1 John 5 is because you can tell if someone is saved, or you can tell if it's our ultimate goal that for them to understand the things of the gospel, like eternal security and believing in Jesus Christ. And if we ask questions about that, we can find out, you know, if they're understanding us, right? That's the first point of the tip, is we want to make sure they understand us. So to help us understand if they're I'm sorry, my voice keeps cracking up. It's been a while, guys, okay, so bear with me. The first thing that we want to do is make sure they understand, but the second thing that we can do to help us understand if they're understanding us is to ask questions, and it's particularly about Jesus Christ, about eternal security, because 1 John 5 tells us that if they believe those things, then, you know, they have the record inside of them. But a couple of example questions that I can give you that we all use, but they're simple, right? We want to be simple, is about eternal security, right? Just ask them, hey, you know, let's say you got saved today, but you never served God afterwards, you know, would you go to heaven? That's a very basic question, but it's very clear, it's very easy to understand, and it could show their heart. It could show whether or not they're understanding it. It could show whether or not they're you know, going to get it, because of the fact that 1 John 5 tells us that eternal security is a gift. Another question, very, very simple, but it gets the point across. It helps you understand if they're getting what you're saying. And that is, at the very end of your presentation, ask them, hey, you know, what do you personally believe that you have to do to go to heaven? That'll tell you right there if they have been listening, if they've been getting what you've been saying. Very simple, but these simple questions can really help you as a soul winner make sure that the person you're talking to is understanding you. And that's our main goal. We want them to understand the gospel. Lastly, we want to give examples. John 4, verses 13 to 14 says, "Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Now, here Jesus is illustrating eternal security with drinking water, and illustrating, like, eternal security is like drinking water that'll quench all thirst forever. That's a perfect example for eternal security. But my point in showing this verse is, you know, Jesus was illustrating salvation, you know, with things we can understand from day to day. So we want to make sure we have illustrations in our sowing presentations. I already mentioned the gift illustration, but you could use the Fall of the Sun illustration. You could use different illustrations in the Bible. But it helps people understand when you give these illustrations. So that's why I put that in there as well. So number one, we need to make sure that we're clear. We want to use clear vocabulary. We want to use scriptures that are not so complicated and hard to understand. And secondly, we want to ask questions so that we can see whether or not the person is understanding us, see whether or not they're getting it. And of course, at the end, make sure that they believe the whole thing. And thirdly, we want to give examples, because Jesus even gave examples when he was preaching. When he was giving the gospel, he gave the illustration of the water for eternal security. But I know maybe you guys who've been here a while, you guys already know this stuff, but maybe for those who are kind of newer, put all those things together. You know, make sure you're clear, make sure you ask questions, make sure you use illustrations and use simple verses, and you could be a more effective and thorough soul winner by doing so. But all right, let's just have a quick word of prayer, and then we'll pair everyone up. Lord, I do thank you for this time that we had for me to give the tip. I pray that you would, anyone who might need it, I pray you'd help them to use it, and it'd be effective for them. And I pray that you would fill us with your spirit as we go out and knock doors, Lord. I do thank you for the opportunity we have to go out again and knock doors again. I pray that you would just bring us to those that want to hear the gospel and help us to use the right words and the right verses and to be clear, Lord. And I pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.